I fucked a few.
I fucked a few black chicks, and they were all
I've never fucked a light skin.
You know, dude, it's weird though. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, the reason that I don't know why. Like, it's like my own mental block. It's like, fuck, like, this bitch doesn't think like I'm gonna have a giant black dick, like, and I feel like all the black girls are gonna be like,
yo, all the black girls.
I'm not gonna lie, like, I'm above average, but I'm not like fucking like some OG mud.
You won't pull your dick out right now.
I won't pull my dick out right now. It's because I haven't manscaped, bro.
Go on, I gotta
my fucking pubes look like your face.
Make sure to keep the microphone about right here.
Fucking don't. Fuji's already like.
So he's all, sucky, sucky.
After all this Corona shit goes, you gotta get a fucking girl. Just be like, you know, we need the fucking, what is it, the ASO, what is it?
What?
Like when the people put like the microphones next to their face and then they like, they start chewing food or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What is it?
I forgot what that's called, but I know what you're talking about.
Anyways, so you should just get a girl, be like, hey, we want to try it. Like, deep throat my microphone.
Bro, fucking idiots, dog. All right, so why were you recording a little bit, you know?
Are we recording now?
What kind of recording? So welcome to Aaron's after party. Even though we're in quarantine, we still fucking getting our after party on. We're still fucking partying a little bit.
I might call it a word.
Six feet apart, though.
We got the ones and only, man. The true horny boys of El Paso. Fuji,
it's
here. Sean, it's here. Semco, dude. For like the first 10 years, I fucking knew this guy. Since I knew this guy.
We've known each other for at least six years. No,
I was always like, dude, what do you mean? Your name's Sean? Your name? It's not Sean, man. Who the fuck is Sean? Who the fuck is that guy?
Yeah, if anybody asked me about, like, yo, like, do you know Sean? I would never fucking guess it's Fuji.
You would never guess it's Fuji?
No. You know what? And honestly, that's across the board. Like, if you were to go and be like, yo, hey, Sean. And they'd be like, who the fuck's that? And then, you know, they'll be Fuji. And they'll be like, yeah. But see, I usually use that for women purposes. So, you know, when I talk to girls, they'll be like, oh, my name is Sean. And so a lot of times these girls won't make sometimes the connection. And then,
Sean,
you know,
Fuji. So you're like, all right, do I want this girl to know the good side of me or the sack of shit side of me?
He's a sack of shit altogether, man.
No, he's a sack of shit.
I kind of believe that.
He really is, you man. Why do you act, Fuji? Come on.
I'm a Christian Asian boy. Like, come on now.
So we got the one and only Fuji, and now we got the Southwest horny boy. Needing no introduction. Javi, what's your fucking last name?
they've been friends for years, and Aaron has no idea what his last name is.
It's something with a G, right?
What a fucking
Javi
dick.
Javi G.
Something with a G. I knew it was something with fuck. Fuck you.
Oh my god.
Fuck you.
Because now we're just associating his brother now. We're just gonna say G now.
Honestly, I hope my brother pulls up when we're doing this.
Hey, you know what, bro? Just to be clear, Fuji had to sneak out of his house for this one. So
you know what? Go fuck yourself. Hey, you gotta make sure that the neighbors don't know that.
Dude, no,
we're doing hood rat things, though.
My neighbors downstairs, they do podcasts too.
Do they really?
Yeah, they do. He's like, yeah, I just started a podcast, and I was like, oh my god, that's so cool. He's like, can I go up later? And I was like, no.
So today we're talking about all kinds. So let's give kinds, the listeners a little preview of what we're talking. We're talking about old downtown days. All right, we're not gonna call it nothing else.
Like the garden.
Like, we can call it the garden. We just, you know, certain places you can't name. Yeah. Y'all know which place.
Places that have been long closed down.
All right. God damn it, you sons of bitches. I know y'all are horny, man.
That no longer exist.
Yes.
Please. I know this guy.
We'll just refer to a bar on Cincy.
No, a bar on Cincy or a bar downtown.
A bar by the university.
Bar by the university.
I'm just going to go with the fucking bar. I was at a bar.
Yeah. A bar by the corner.
Yeah, that sounds perfect. Like, that's perfect.
There we go.
That's what I like to hear. And then we're also going to talk about the Chronicles of Javi and Will Hernandez.
No, we're not.
We're not going to talk about Will Hernandez?
No, we can't talk
about him. So if you guys don't know who Will Hernandez is, he's the guard for lineman for the New York Giants. And Javi over here is good friends with him.
Shout out to Will
one time. He actually banged my cousin. So we're going to... We got to give him kudos where kudos is due. You know what I'm saying? We got to, you know... You got to let him know. But I guess you don't want to talk about Will today?
Bro, I can't throw my boy under the bus like that.
Why not?
Because he's got that reputation. You can't do that. Damn. If he were to come on here and tell the stories himself, that's different.
Tell him. FaceTime him right now and tell him, yo, tell us some stories.
Nah, I won't do that to my guy.
And we're also talking about...
Hey, I appreciate the loyalty that we're also throwing out there.
We're also talking about Fuji and the Storm Chronicles.
Oh, yes. Nah, man.
All right, so we're in El Paso, Texas. All right, so we've been partying out here for a while. My boy Fuji here, he's a local legend, man. I didn't know Fuji back then, like when I was like in like just out of high school, but I would see him at all the fucking parties, all the fucking time, partying here and there. Remember the House of Swag? House of Swag, my boy. Shout out to
Los
my boy.
Angeles Street, baby.
Yeah, shout out to my boy Fabian one time.
Ooh, Chavita, baby.
Yo, Fabian Chavita. Shout out to Fabian Chavita one time. Hopefully he listening and all
had
that.
Some crazy times at that yellow ass house, bro.
Oh man, dude. I went there a few times and it was fucking out. I love that fucking place,
bro. I've seen some crazy shit go down there. There was a gremlin that used to live under that house. it was a certain girl.
The gremlin. No, we'll call her out. The gremlin known as Gwen. Gwen the Gremlin.
From your mouth, not mine. But no, it was kind of crazy. You know, we'd be partying, and like you know how like the doors, like, you know, like a storm shelter, my guy, like a storm shelter, and you just see this girl pop out of the ground and shit.
And Fuji would fuck the shit out of her, wouldn't you?
Never fucked Gwen.
The girl in question, you never fucked Gwen.
None.
You believe this guy, Javi?
No, but you know what? I will tell you this, though. There are a number of the homies who have partaken.
Ask master.
Including
I don't
including
care, bro. Shit, I ain't here. I ain't here to keep secrets.
Did you smash? Wait, whoa, I wouldn't go that far. Aaron, Mr. Moderator, I gotta ask you a question. Did you?
I'm the host, bitch. I'm not a moderator.
Okay, chill.
Yo, shut that phone up, man. We're on fucking live right now.
No, hold on, tell us. I gotta know. Did you fuck in the storm cellar, my guy?
No, I didn't know her back then. No. I didn't know Gwen until, you know, I started working downtown at one of the bars.
Okay.
That's when I kind of knew Gwen, and she kind of like, you know. No. I met her at Barman. I think I met her at Barman.
Okay.
Yeah. She was cool at Barman
See, at least you would have been safe. You know, any natural disaster and shit, you could be fucking.
Man,
and
tornado roll through here.
Yo, that could have.
Hey, Corona be rolling through here right now. We'd be safe in
You'd
that
be underground, my dude. You'd be underground, bro.
She's the only one that would probably come out safe, not even know what the fuck's going on.
Oh, well.
Dude, she used to live in some apartments, like, not too far from here. That's where I first banged her.
Ooh.
Yeah. Hey, man, you know what? You're out drinking one night, bro. You're drinking heavy.
Bro, even if you're not drinking, you probably would have smashed.
Bro, nah, hell no.
You're always drinking, I believe it.
Nah, bro. There ain't, like, Jesus. There's always those, like, one girls. That, I think we all have, like, one of that one girl that you smashed where you're like,
You have to be super smashed.
There's
I was about to say, I was like, I don't think there's just one. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Hey, we're Eskimo brothers on one of them.
Which one? Yeah. Hey, me and Fuji are Eskimo brothers with, we won't say that because she's a homie. She cool.
But she cool. I mean, it's kind of weird. You know, you always, like, when you were, like, in high school, middle school, you're always like, I don't know if I'd fuck a girl that my boy's fucked. Well, now we're fucking.
We're all just swapping them in and out, bro. We're just like throwing. It's like hot potato around here, bro. It's hot potato with these hoes out here in El Paso.
But you gotta hold it for a minute, bro. Like,
bro.
Oh, dude. All right, so there's this one girl.
Oh, here comes Javi. All
right, no.
Javi with a dirty boy story.
Oh, dude, no, seriously. All right, so tell us. So I want to say, like, right when I first moved back to
you got a wife
from Dallas.
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't get your wife.
So I moved back, and this is when I first came back. I was living with Muzio. Shout out fucking Muzio.
Shout out to Muzio one time.
We were going around, and we were passing. You know how he has his roofing and shit? We were passing out the flyers.
Yeah.
Well, there was this one girl, like, and she lived on the same street as my parents, and me and Muzio. I was like, yo, like, the only reason I went up to her house is I started walking. I was like, she had some big-ass tits and a big ass. Uh-huh. And I was like, yo.
Continue.
So I was like, all right, cool. And I was like, you know, so I went. I started talking to her. She's like, oh, yeah, I have some shingles missing in the back. So I was like, yeah, sure. Uh-huh. Like, I'll check your stuff out. So, dude.
I'm a roofer,
Yeah, I had no idea it was my first day doing this. And Muzio was like, I was like, yo, she said she's down, like, we can come by tomorrow. He's like, and I told him, like, yo, I'm gonna fuck this chick. And he's like, Javi, he's like, this is my job. He's like, this is my business. No. He's like, you can't fuck her. And I was like, dude, I was like, all right, well, I will try, but if it happens, it happens. So he's like, you better fucking not. Dude, he gave me a full on lecture about it. I was like, dude, if she wants to fuck, I'm gonna fuck. And I was like, all right, cool. Dude. The fucking best thing ever. I told Muzio the day. Also, Muzio left. I forgot where the fuck he went. I think he went to, like, Phoenix. And I was like, yo, I was like, this girl's trying to hang out. And I was like, I'm not going to tell her no. I'm going to fuck. So I invited her over to fucking. That's when it was just me and Muzio. So I was like, all right, cool. I invited her over. And then she came by. Bro, it was the best ever. I was not expecting it at all. This girl was a fucking squirter. Like, ooh. But it was like a form, like a porn squirter, dude. I never told Muzio to this day. I never cleaned those couches after that. Yeah, because we started downstairs, bro, and I was like, all right, cool.
And you fucked in your house, at Muzio's house.
Yeah, that's when I was
living there. Oh, my God. And you never cleaned the couches?
No, dude. I was like, have you sat on those? Hold on.
You sat on those couches, my guy. Yeah,
I sat on those couches, people, man.
I think Chris slept on, not Muzio.
Little Chris.
Yeah, little Chris fucking slept on those couches, like, plenty of times, bro. And and every time it was like my little secret thing. My bad, Muzio. Oh, I hope you forgive me. I know those couches are gone now. I can tell the story.
all the dude. Times the homies have gotten pink eye. We now know. Yeah,
we now know why I got pink eye. I was fucking there, you dude, fucking disgusting
that,
bitch.
And now it's so awkward because every time I see that girl, like, it was like, fuck. Like, I hit it like once or twice. Then I was just like.
You still see her around?
Dude, ooh. Well, yeah, she lives like two houses up from my parents, so she's always outside with her kid. And I was like, yeah, I hit her with the.
Let me find out the kid's hobbies.
Chill.
Genealogy and shit, bro. Hey, family tree.
Ancestry.com
right here, bro. He's going to find it out, dog.
And it's funny because I hit her with it. She's like, I'm only going to do this if it's not going to be a one time thing. And I was like, nah, I'm looking for something serious. It was like two times, and I was like, all right, like, she's already getting attached. I'm going to head out. I fucking made like SpongeBob, bro, and I was fucking. Out of there, dog.
Okay,
like,
okay.
Damn, bro.
Damn, son. Ooh.
Well, I want to move on to Storm over here.
Oh, yeah, dude. Let's hear this fucking...
To the Storm stories. We came here for a reason, Fuji, because we thought Storm was going to show up with you. Because I thought you guys were going to suck each other's, you know, dicks and shit. But I want to know. The one crazy downtown story where you and Storm banged the chick out and she cut her hand open. On the shower. What? Not like a little cut, bro. She had to go to the hospital and get stitches on her hand.
Did you finish at least?
Well, I got to tell you the story.
No, he just kept going. He just kept... Like, come on, Fuji, tell us.
Well, okay, I'll fucking tell you.
What's her name? Let's start with that.
Nah, I don't even know her fucking name.
Oh, shit.
Let's...
You don't know her name?
I dude, this was years ago, and I have
All
no
right,
idea.
So go ahead. Tell us how it started. Come on. Fuji, get off your fucking phone and tell us.
God damn it. All right. So, honestly, it started off.
You need to chill out, man.
I'm good. I was supposed to fuck this chick before this other chick. So I'm there, and Storm's supposed to have this chick, and then I have the chick I'm supposed to be with.
Okay.
And then there was another couple that was going to be there. So I was like, all right, cool. So I show the fuck up. The chick I was originally supposed to be with gets drunk.
Okay.
Fucked. So they take her home, and I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to keep on fucking drinking because I didn't fucking come all this way for nothing.
Where was this party at?
This had to be by UTEP, like in one of the houses.
Oh, okay. And you live far west. Fuji over here checking
okay,
his phone.
So
making sure his mom's not going to spank him.
This fucking guy. So what ends up happening is chick's all taking off. Storm's like talking to this chick or whatever, blah, blah. And then we're just drinking. And then all of a sudden she decides, like, she's like, hey, like, I think you probably look good with your shirt off. I was like, what?
So she made the move on you.
I was like, what? And then she was like, oh, well, and I guess I don't know if she felt like, I don't know, that everyone needed to be involved. And so... She needed.
So
to,
she set this up.
Yeah, so she set this up.
This and wasn't
so
you and Storm move. She moved on you guys.
So then I took my shirt off and I'm like, okay, fine.
She said, well, if I only have these ugly fucks to work
then,
with, I better
then,
work with
and
them.
Then, and then fucking, so she takes, and so he takes his shirt off. And then I'm like, what the fuck? This is
probably. Is that like your first threesome you had?
This might fucking happen.
Is that the first, like, dude with dude threesome you had?
What's the Devil's Three?
The Devil's Three
you
way.
You know what? That's no, what I've had another one with a homie.
Okay.
But Ghost. up until that point, dog, I was like, you know what I mean? And I didn't know Storm like that well.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, he was just a bartender at the bar, you know, and we're all just, you know, chilling, having a good time or whatever.
That guy's one crazy.
And so it wasn't a big deal.
Storm?
Now check this out. So then it just I guess it progresses from that, and then, you know, she's like, so we go in the room or whatever, we're chilling, and then she's like, and then so Storm thinks it's funny, he starts playing tic tac toe on her. I'm like, what the fuck? He's like, he's giving me the fucking Sharpie, and I'm like, what the fuck? I mean, I guess I'm fucked up anyway. So then we're starting to play all this shit, and then I guess it starts getting things, and so she takes her shirt off, and then I look at Storm and I'm like, well,
yo, shut your fucking phone up.
Well, what's the girls that are supposed to come right now?
Yo, what girls? I'm a virgin, dog. I don't do those things. So, Fuji, you're after parking, playing tic-tac-toe on this girl's titties. Tell us about the point where you had your dick inside her.
Oh,
and
man.
Then,
well, I mean, I thought we were going to go through
Storm,
the story, but I mean, I guess.
Storm starts taking fucking pictures
so then,
of you.
So, we're doing that, you know, and then, so he's like, can we fuck you?
Uh-huh.
And then she's like, yeah. So anyway, we're fucking whatever. I guess we're taking turns or whatever. Then we fucking double team her and shit. And then so, you know, we're
this
we're,
has
we,
to be the dirtiest
like
podcast I've ever heard.
This is like an hour later. I'm already done. I'm fucking done.
Uh-huh.
And then she's like, hey, why don't we take this, you know, to the shower? And I'm like,
she told you that.
So no, she was like, yo, let's take this to the shower. And I'm like, dude, I don't know about that, bro. I'll fuck you and shit, but I don't know
what the fucking Storm.
I don't know what the fuck's going on here. And then Storm's like, you know, begging me. He's like, yo, dude, like, come on, bro. Just,
and Storm was taking pictures this entire time, right?
Yeah,
because I remember when I had just met him, they show me the camera and they show Fuji.
Bro, hell yeah,
bro. So Storm's trying to fucking get this fucking thing, you know, going and shit. I'm just kind of like, what the fuck is going on?
Okay.
And get
to the part where you're fucking her and she cuts her hand.
I'm getting there. I'm fucking getting
I'm
there.
I'm getting impatient, dog.
I'm impatient, bro. I want
to
hear this.
Bro, so then, so Storm has got a beer in his fucking hand and he's trying to check the temperature or some bullshit. I'm trying to make out with this fucking chick. And then, like, so he's trying to fucking mess with
like,
the shit.
Yo, my dick was in her mouth. Let me put my mouth on her mouth.
No,
bro.
So then,
I want to taste my kids.
So basically, he's trying to mess with the shit. He drops the beer inside the fucking shower, breaks all over the fucking place. She tells him, "You fucked up." And then so she's like, "Well, now he's gonna fuck me, and I guess I'm just gonna suck your dick."
Okay.
So then I was like, "Okay, fuck."
That still doesn't sound like a bad time.
So sounds then, like it's going
so
pretty good.
But
what
here's
happened?
The thing though. So I get in the back and I'm fucking her hard. But what I didn't tell you, but what I didn't tell you is that when the beer fell, the
advertising
fucking,
himself and shit.
Hey, chill. So when the beer fell, I didn't tell you this, on the soap bar thing, it fucking breaks, like where it holds the soap. So she's fucking trying to hold the fuck on, and so I'm fucking banging her, and I guess she's holding on so hard, she slips her fucking hand on the fucking plaster. She didn't even get a chance to suck fucking his dick.
So her hand was split open.
So her hand is split the fuck open, but she, I'm still fucking her a little bit.
And then I see
the blood and shit.
She sees the blood. That's all good. Don't worry.
And then she's like, oh,
a little
dude,
blood
my
never
hand.
Hurt nobody.
She's like, oh, my hand. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then I see
how gross
like,
was
big
it?
Big ass gash. It was, dude, it was fucking huge, bro. And then he's upset because he didn't get anything after that.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, well, I'm fucking out of here. And he's all trying to be all fucking Dr. fucking Storm and shit, trying to mentor a wound and shit. I'm like, getting the fuck out, putting my pants on and shit. I was like, yo, Fuji's out.
You
I'm
were like,
that's here.
Enough for me.
That's enough for me. And so he sits there trying to fucking fuck her after.
And he took her to the hospital,
and
didn't he?
No, he literally, no. I'm pretty sure because the thing is, I didn't have my car at that
time.
No,
I know he took her to the hospital because the next day I woke up to a Snapchat and he was outside fucking in the middle of the day with his shirt off. And I'm like, dude, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm here at the hospital. And
bro,
it was that same fucking night.
I feel like he always had his shirt off, though, dude. Like,
oh, for sure.
Dude,
for
when
sure.
Storm was bartending, bro, it was like, hey, he's the one who showed me that downstairs thing when I was, remember I was telling you earlier
today?
Yeah,
yeah.
So I'm trying to get the fuck out there. And I'm pretty sure that before he took her to the hospital, they fucked with this girl's fucking hand and shit. And I had to go get a...
Maybe that might not have come out.
No, it came out. I'm watching.
All right, fucking whatever.
Yeah. It's all good. So, I'm trying to get the fuck out of there. And Storm, and I'm fully clothed, trying to get the fuck, waiting for my Lyft or Uber. And this motherfucker is just naked outside, just talking to me and shit. And I'm just like, dude, what the fuck, man? Put some fucking pants on, guy. And he's just talking to me, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to try to fuck her and shit.
Five out of five, what would you recommend? Devil's Three with Storm. But how much would you recommend that?
I would say 1 out of 10. That's more like...
Let's go out of 10. You know what? Longer scale.
Hey, man. I just got to say, man, if I can pump that hard dog, I'm pretty satisfied, my guy.
So you're giving your dick a 5 out of 5.
We're not talking about your dick. We're talking
This guy is a fucking sociopath, man.
No.
We do the 2-pump chump, everyone.
Hey, 2-pump chump. If I cut your hand and, you know, good old, my guy.
He thrusts so hard, he'll cut your hand.
Yo, Fuji was just telling me. So we went to, shout out to our homegirl, Annette. She had like this little rager last summer.
Oh, God.
And Fuji over here, the stories of Fuji, that's what we have today. The stories of Fuji. Fuji over here, he fucking gets fucked up, ends up making out with this fucking, you know, she wasn't little. She was tall. That was a tall chick, right?
Yeah. Well, ends up hooking up with her. Apparently, I fucked her.
Yeah, that's what I'm gagging to, man. That's what I'm gagging to,
man. In the garage or something.
I don't know. I was minding my own business. I don't know what's going on. He comes back. A few minutes later, he's gone again. So he double dipped that night. He double dipped his chip.
Amen, brother.
Be honest. How many times did you glove up?
How much did I weigh?
How many times did you glove up?
Did you wrap up or did you raw dog it both times?
One time.
I bet you he raw dogged twice.
No, bro.
And that was the story of how Fuji got chlamydia.
No.
That's the story of how coronavirus got the U.S.
Because you know what? I brought party favors that night. I brought a whole fucking shitload of condoms because I knew how wild it was going to get. And
you're like, I know this night's going to turn into an orgy.
So I know someone. I mean, maybe for myself.
I know when someone's going to fuck me, so I better get these condoms, Jack.
Let me bring this bowl of condoms that I stole from the clinic.
And the thing is, I worked at a sexual health research lab. Yeah.
I worked at a clinic.
Yeah. So, but
you knew they were free.
I mean, but check this out, though. So, I mean, this is kind of indicative of me. I mean, I disappear a lot. I really do. And how the fuck do you guys lose me? I end up fucking some chick, hair all fucked up, and then I come back, drink more, and then apparently I end up fucking this other chick, and my hair even more fucked up. And I walked back, and Ned was like, yo, dude, I fucking saw you twice, guy. Like, where the fuck were you?
Fuji has a knack of fucking anything that moves.
Let's not go that far, guy.
Come on.
Let's not go that far, guy.
Don't fucking lie to me, Fuji. Come on now. Come on. Well, Fuji, I'm glad that you know that worked out for you, man. It was good times. Let's talk about a little subject that always goes off on this fucking podcast for some reason. The last few times is toxic vibes, my guy. Toxic fucking vibes.
Ooh, are you talking about when we?
What's your definition of toxic vibes? Toxic. What's your definition of toxic? Period.
Bro.
Come on now.
I mean, when you know your ex has got a man and you're still hitting it up, that's pretty toxic as fuck. You want to get your shit back.
What about you, Javi?
At least fucking feel that shit.
Toxic is just like when you're put in a situation and you don't want to be in that situation, but you know that situation's still going to happen. That's toxic.
Okay, so give me an example. I want to hear your toxic stories, man.
Fucking dude.
Toxic, horny vibes. A place that you've
been at before. We've had a very toxic night.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, like, you know, my boy hit me up. He's like, he's like, come on, let's go do something. I had just finished fighting with my girl. And I was like, you know what? Like, fuck this. I'm out. I'm going to go party with my man, Aaron. I know he's good vibes only. I'm not trying to do this toxic shit. But at the same time, I was like, I was trading toxic for toxic. And I was like, I don't want to deal with this toxic. I'm going to go with Aaron toxic. So we go to this place. And we're like, all right, cool. My man's DJing. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's get some rumps over here.
Oh, I remember that night.
So we start getting some rumps, and we're like, all right, dude, that night was full of rumps. If we didn't kill at least like a bottle and a half just between us, bro.
Dude,
like,
I was blacking out hard, bro. I was like, dude, I gotta, like, I don't think I'm gonna
make
it. One
of the managers was so mad at you because, you were just replaying the same shit over and over, and I was like, Aaron, stop.
Yeah, I remember that fucking night.
that dude, that, so that same night, I was like, all right, like, cool, you know, whatever. I was like, fine, whatever. I'm trying to be toxic myself. Like, let's do this. So we started. I had nothing but rumps and añejo that whole entire night. I didn't have a beer. I didn't have a White Claw. I didn't have nothing but just Rumpelmans and añejo. I was belligerent that night. And okay. I was so belligerent. And then one of my cousins walks up, and it's his birthday. I was like, oh, dude, fuck yeah. Happy birthday, man. Like, let's go take some shots. So there's some guy. I'm not going to say any names. He owns a bar in Mesa. I didn't know he was the owner. I offered the guy a shot. I was like, hey, man, like, you're right here. Like, I thought he was giving me good vibes. But I was like, yo, let's take a shot. So I was like, he's like, no. He starts talking some shit in Spanish to me. And I'm like, yo, dude, chill. Like, I'm just asking if you want a shot. So he's okay. Getting... You can tell he's fucked up, and I'm just trying to get the guy more hammered. I'm like, I'm being a nice guy. Like, dude, it's his birthday. Let's take some shots. My cousin's like, no, dude, it's okay. He doesn't want one. I was like, no, like, I'm just trying to give the guy a free shot. Like, what the fuck's this guy's problem?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, cool. So I was ordering from Amber. Shout out, Amber.
And shout out to Amber one time.
So I was like, all right, cool. So I was ordering from her, and I was like, all right, cool. And then he started talking shit to me, and I was like, all right, dude, fuck off. You don't want a shot? Like, I straight up told him, I was like, fuck off. He's like, you're not going to do shit. I took my shot with my cousin, bro, and I'm walking. I was like, dude, I was just trying to give you a shot. I didn't mean no disrespect. I went to the guy to be nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was fucking trash. I'm not going to lie. I still remember this. So I was like, all right, cool. So I was like, all right, whatever. So he started talking. She's like, you're not going to do shit. It's some fucking, dude, this guy's like 50. Solid 50 years old, partying. And I was like, I didn't know who the fucking guy was. I was like, dude, whatever, fuck off. He's like, that's what the fuck I thought. And I was like, and I was drunk. Drunk me loves to fight. And I was like,
we know about that.
So I turned around and I was like, oh, fuck no. And I was just like, yo. And I was like, you really want to do this? And I was like, because my boys out there will let us do this. And when it got two of the bouncers, and I was like, all right, yo, I'm just showing you what's going on before this happens. I was like, I'm trying to shake this man's hand and be like, no, we're good. And I was like, but he wants to fight. So he smacked my hand. I was like, are you sure you want to do this? I asked him like three times. The bouncer goes, and I was like, are you watching this? And he goes, yeah. He's like, go ahead. And I was like, are you sure? And I was like, I'm going to let you know right now. And the guy fucking pushed my shoulder, and I fucking hit him one time, fucking just knocked his shit, dude. He started crying at the bar.
Oh.
And I was like, and he was like, I was just kidding. And I was just like, no, he fucking wasn't.
That's a different type of toxic, man.
Yeah, damn. Dude. This man fucking went out. He got thrown out. And then they found out that he was like one of the owners of one of the other places. And then they let him back in. So he was just giving me fucking dirty looks all night. That's when I took off. When I disappeared, it's because they let him back in. And him and his fucking, his friends, I guess.
I don't remember. That was the same night?
That was the same night.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's why I left. And you texted me, you're like, where you at? And I was at fucking.
I was like, yo, where did this guy go? He just fucking left. Bro. He went to go fucking do his toxic shit.
Oh, dude, I did.
That's fucking, that's a little too toxic for me, man.
My girl and her friends pulled up, bro. Damn. I don't even remember.
I mean, we know a little bit about people getting knocked out, though.
What about Fuji over here? What's like a toxic story that you've done? What's some toxic shit you've done before? Come on.
Toxic,
man. You've been toxic. I can tell. I can tell, man.
You know what, man? I've done some pretty toxic shit.
Fuji!
I mean, well, okay, so toxic or just borderline maybe asshole? Because
I don't know, man. I mean, we all have kind of our own like definition, our own stories.
You know what,
head.
Man? I mean, I've done the whole fucking the X thing, but there's one story. I was like,
what
15.
Do you mean? That, what's the X thing? What is that? What does that mean?
So I mean, you know, like film. you know, hitting up the X, fucking the X,
oh,
knowing shit, that
we're
they got a boyfriend and shit.
Oh
yeah, but you know also I you know what I mean. But then there's also times where you know, fucked a certain chick that you know had a man that was out of town, you know, doing some of that kind of busy.
You think that's toxic for you?
Yeah. Kind of like with you know, boyfriends out and away. You know, maybe overseas.
So
maybe.
You think that's
damn?
You,
so this man's defending
you
our
think hooking up with military
yeah,
wives?
You know,
pussy.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
think
yeah,
hooking
definitely.
Up with military wives
was,
is okay?
I was definitely guarding that. And
a piece of shit.
You are you're a piece of work.
You know what?
There's
no,
something wrong
hey,
with you.
But the thing is,
he was taking that guy was taking care of us overseas, and Fuji's taking care of his wife. That's
yo,
all
man, Fuji, you got
you
issues,
know what,
man.
No. So I you know
I can't even look
at
you.
I didn't know that this chick had a man's, and I didn't know that he was in the military.
Okay.
So I didn't find out until she was FaceTiming this motherfucker after we had sex. Because he
oh,
called.
Shit, that bitch
how did that work?
As fuck.
Oh, yeah. So I'm
fucking. That's toxic.
That's fucking
so,
toxic. Like, yo, I just got clapped. I'm going to face my hubby.
So, no. So I'm fucking. So I'm laying there, and She gets a FaceTime call.
How old are you?
Oh, this one right here?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I was like 24, 25, 25.
Okay, that's all it says. It's a few years ago. Okay,
maybe 26.
Okay,
but,
okay.
But no, okay, so I'm fucking her, or I'm done fucking her, and then she gets a FaceTime. She's like, oh, fuck. And I'm like, what do you mean, oh, fuck? Like, what's going on?
What does all
she's
fuck
like,
mean?
Oh,
yeah.
My boyfriend is FaceTiming me.
And what's her like, husband?
Oh, wait, what the fuck? Well, wait, you have
a boyfriend? You knew the whole time she had a boyfriend.
Yeah, I had no idea. I thought we
you're
were
lying.
Fucking liar.
You're lying.
You just told us
you're lying.
Had
you
a
knew.
No, 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 no. I'm telling you after the fact. This is the story of after the fact.
Okay.
So, she's doing that shit.
Okay.
And she FaceTimes. She goes in the bathroom, fucking puts on a fucking tank top.
Wow.
And then she goes and FaceTimes this guy. And then at the end, I'm sitting there fucking mystified as fuck because I'm just like, what the fuck? This is actually happening. And she goes and she blows him a kiss on the fucking FaceTime and says, oh, I love you. And she fucking hangs up on this dude.
Okay.
So I'm still in fucking bed and I'm just like, yo, dude, like, she just sucked my dick. Like, this is pretty bad, dog.
You didn't notice any of the pictures in the apartment?
She didn't
house?
Have any pictures, bro. She had no pictures. She had nothing. She okay. had nothing, and she was a nurse. She was
well,
a nurse.
Dude, nurses are fucking.
So,
they're
nurses are
the
pretty fucking horny.
Of toxic, bro.
Yeah, dude, they
bro,
really
nurses
are.
Nurses are fucking
bro,
toxic. They just
bro,
wanna.
So that's what I'm saying. I would go fuck her. You know, odd times. You know, fucking. I. You know.
Oh, you just kept no fucking her.
I was fucking her for a while.
That's
and
that's,
I had no idea.
That's
had,
very upsetting, man.
I had no
very
fucking,
fucking upsetting. But I want to get to that topic. I want to get yes. to horny girls. Toxic girls. What do you think is the profession that girls work in that like? Oh, that's a toxic ass girl. That's she's toxic.
Oh, bro,
she's toxic. Coke whores.
Coke whores.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Those are the oh, dude.
Nah. I think coke whores are worse.
Yeah,
for
no,
sure.
Bottle rats are cool because they'll be like they'll party with you and by the like if you have enough
bottles, bottle rats,
they will get fucked up with you and then fuck the shit out of you.
Yeah. That's true.
Okay.
So
okay.
You know, bottle like there's a few bottle rats that, like. If you see them at four different tables, then you're like, nah, bitch.
There's like sure. always, there's always like out. A, there's always a couple out. Of bottle rats that kind of like cruise bar to see who's gonna pick them up.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
hey, come over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know,
cough, Jasmine.
Fuck.
Oh shit, my bad.
Damn, man, we're just name dropping everybody today.
Hey, I'm not gonna name drop this one because I'm kind of cool with her.
Okay,
but let's just say, I'm not gonna name drop the relative that it was. Just say a very, very, very close relative. That's all I'm gonna say.
Okay.
You were there this night, and you were
oh
DJing.
Oh my
in this
god,
day.
Are
you
really
remember
gonna
the night?
You're about to tell this story to everybody?
Oh, dude, I'm just gonna say it's a close relative.
Wow. Go ahead, tell us.
Bro, this girl, she goes.
You got some balls on you, Javi.
And she tells my very close relative. She's like, hey, she's like, I'll suck your dick for some
no,
blow.
No.
And
no.
I was like, and my close relative was like, nah, like, he's like, nah, if you want some blow, we're going to clap.
Okay, okay.
And so this close relative clapped her.
This close relative clapped because I
was
like,
deal.
I went on the way to the vehicle that we went to and my close
oh
relative
oh my God,
was clapping.
Javi.
And I was just like, yo, like, I was just trying to get a party favor. And he was like, I'm going to head out. Like, my bad, B. Like, dude. Aaron knows exactly what I'm talking about, too.
Dude, I know when this was, who it was, and who it was with.
Bro,
yes.
Wow.
Yeah, hey. If you knew who the relative was, it makes it so much better, dude.
Oh, my God.
You'll know soon enough. But have you ever had, like, a first encounter with, like someone trying to get, like, drugs out of you or trying to get, like, fucking drink out of you? What, like you know, like a fucking bottle rat or
Yeah.
I always bro, every time I would get bottles, like when I was at Ditsy Duck, for example, like every other Friday I was getting bottles. Bro, I don't know how the fuck all of a sudden I get the bottle and it's like they fucking hear me getting the bottle. I'd be like, yo, I tell my boy,
my horny senses are tingling.
Bro, I'm telling you, hey, once they see that sparkler, dude, they follow
that
the sparkler.
That sparkler is like the fucking bat, the back signal, bro. That's
it's
what
a,
it is.
Telling you, bro. They know.
That shit's the fucking.
They know, bro.
That's the horny vibes call.
And you know what? And you know, and girls are so sneaky with that because you know what? All they gotta do is just gotta. But you know
up,
what? No,
yeah.
no. But you know what? They do it so sneaky,
I'm
bro.
Gonna show them the
all they gotta do is they gotta just dance in the group. All they gotta do is just dance in the group, act like they're having a good time,
just
act like
dance
they know
with
who
the
group is,
yeah,
act like they know who the group is. Stand next to the guy who's, you know, partying, whatever, doing craziness. And
the Fujisan.
Yeah, bro, that's the girl.
This guy, man. This guy right here. Let me tell you.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, and that's why you got to watch out, bro, because, you know, girls are start appearing that you didn't initially invite, and you're just like, yo, like, who is this chick? I mean, I'm not complaining, but, like, who are you?
Yo, I'm telling you, every time I'd get bottles, there was somehow, some way, some fucking girl showing up out of fucking nowhere.
It's because they smelled the Krispy Kreme.
Yo, they probably fucking did, bro. It was all those little chubby girls, bro, that fucking come around, bro. I don't mind a chubby girl every now and then.
Hey, what, yeah, that's right, dude. And you know what?
I remember
the girl that I name drop right now was one of those nights that I was with you, bro. Uh-huh. And I don't know how it happened, but she was like, she's like, we're going to go to. And that was the same night that she pulled her fucking titty out and started letting people suck her titties on camera.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, bro, in the bar. And I was like, Jesus Christ.
When? Where, there? That's
yes, that was around the time you were doing your fucking champagne and donuts and stuff.
That's. Yeah.
Ooh. Bro, we love that.
Bro,
donut and champagne.
We're all Eskimo brothers here for sure.
Dude, I don't know. Like, I feel like. I don't know if me and Fuji are Eskimo brothers yet.
You know what? I mean, we can go down the list. I mean,
do it, bro. Hey,
go ahead. Pull it out.
I'll go down 10 in my list if you go down 10 in your list. I'll name drop
wow.
10 girls if you name
wow.
drop 10 girls.
Wow. Fuji's nervous. Look at him. He's like,
oh, shit.
I mean, you know. It might be a little hard because, you know, I don't. Sometimes Fuji doesn't remember names.
Fuji still hits him up. That's why.
You know what? You know what, dog?
Hit him up at the same time.
Oh, you know what? Hey, let's make it a powwow. Yeah, let's make it a powwow. Get some food.
Invite all 10 of them over. See which ones come over. I mean, which ones come over.
God damn.
Wow. Damn. All right. Whatever else. Shit. Hey, where's the bowl with the questions?
Dude, I left it at the fucking studio, at the 1,000 gram studio. Cause
wow.
I left
shout
it after
1,000 grams. Dude, all right, I want to hear someone's, like, I want to hear all of ours. I'll include myself on this
okay,
one.
Okay, go ahead.
Like,
what?
You knew that you just wanted to fuck that night.
What?
okay.
I may or may not name drop, but I want to hear, like, how fucked up you had to get to fuck that girl. Like, what you had to, the process of eliminations that you had to be like, all right, like, let me find this girl that I know will fuck. And, like, why you fuck
bro,
her.
For me, it never even leads like that. It'll always be like, I'm already, like, tanked. Like, I'm at Jake's house. Shout out to my boy
right,
Jake one time.
Your worst one then. The worst girl that you've ever fucked.
Oh,
like,
man. Ah, dude, I don't even
everybody has the
talk
worst
about
girl
it, bro.
They've ever fucked.
It brings back bad fucking memories. But I remember one time being at, wait, let me see. Is that the worst one? No, there's always, yeah, I think I would say that's the fucking worst one. We were after partying at Jake's house. Shout out to my boy Jake one time. We're after partying, and I was tanked, bro. I was on everything, and I was like, shit, dude. I am fucking horny.
Ooh,
you know, you get horny, bro. Like, you're horny. Not just, like, horny, but you're horny. So I'm out there. I'm like, fuck it, dude. Like, I'm on the east side. There's only one girl on the east side that I don't have. It was, like, 7 in the morning. So I was like,
gross was she? Like, gross is 10?
Like an 11 for sure.
Holy shit!
Yeah,
that's
dude.
Bad.
Yeah, that's bad. It's fucking terrible.
Yeah, I have one of those. Dude,
for sure, we
I,
all have one.
When
one
I was
of
like
those.
Over 200 pounds, I'm like 99% positive that this girl weighed more than me. And at the time, this is like when I think it's when I first moved back, and I didn't even remember fucking this girl, dude.
Wow.
Until I saw my phone and I recorded her do the walk of shame, and I just had the fucking week of shame after that.
Yeah, I'll tell you one time, bro. One time I felt so shameful. This was like when I used to DJ at shots. Time it was like an after party we went to. It's not too far from me, actually. It was like, yo, we're gonna have a little act, but there was this couple we knew they were swingers, right?
Oh dude, whoa. I love swingers.
And
wait, is it who I'm thinking?
No, not that couple.
Oh, not that guy.
It's another guy. Oh. You don't even see him on the scene anymore. Like,
okay.
So they were cool. They were like regulars at Tortuga. Yeah, cool. And they were dope as fuck. And they were like, yo, we're having an after party. Come through. I said, fuck yeah, I'm going through. And I used to DJ with my boy, John. Shout out to my boy, John, one time.
John Beats?
No, not that John, another John.
Oh.
No, this guy's Christian as fuck now. So it's me and my boy, John, and we used to hang out with, like, a couple of other boys. It was, like four or five of us. So we all pull up to the crib.
Okay.
And then, you know, it's dark. We're drinking. And then I don't know how all of a sudden it came up. Like the girl, like the wife was like, hey, do you guys all want to fuck? And I was like, fuck yeah, I'm down, bro. Fuck yeah, I'm fucking down.
Thinking you're going to hook up with another girl or what?
No, dude, I knew she wanted to like gangbang the shit out of all of us. So
how many were there, though?
It was like me, my boy John, and two other homies. So it was four of us.
Oh, shit, that's a train.
And so the husband. She was, I don't know, she was, she started getting naked. She started getting naked. There's like deep house music. Boom, boom. It's dark, bro. The fucking couch is like this, bro. Like nice and big. So I'm kind of sitting back and I look up to John and I'm like, yo, I'm like, sit down, bitch. And he's like, he got cold feet. He's like, he's like, no, I'm leaving. These guys dip. But, yo, this couple was sneaky. They already had two other guys on the way.
No.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
They already knew what was going on.
Oh, my God.
Bro, they really
did. I don't know if I could do that. As me as like.
Hey,
like,
let me tell my fucking story, man.
No, no, no. I'm just saying. Like, I don't know if I could be that guy. That
okay, quick side note. How many dudes have you had, like, a threesome, a gangbang with?
Dude,
it's just been you and one dude?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, never mind. Me and two other dudes.
So there was five of us.
So it was a gangbang. It was like a gangbang, yeah. So we're in there. This girl starts getting naked. She has a, you know, she thick, but she got a nice body. You know, she got a nice ass. So anyways, I'm laying back on the couch. These two dudes walk in. One of them's a black dude. I'm like, oh, great, bro. It's a black dude. He has a fucking anaconda for a dick. Sure enough, bro. They sit on opposite couches. I'm there, and I'm just like beating my fucking meat. I'm like, oh, fuck yeah. Bro, she starts sucking. She's going down the line, sucking one dude off, sucking the next dude off. She comes up to me, sucking my meat off, and I'm like, what the fuck? Dude, up to this point, I'm the only one. I don't know anybody in this fucking house. I knew the swinging couple. I didn't know these two guys. I don't know where they came from.
And that's the best, though, dude. You don't ever have to, like, repeat that experience with those guys. That you
Aaron
those guys
lives
there.
Dangerously,
dude,
for
honestly,
sure.
Honestly, I've probably seen those guys in the street, and I probably don't even recognize them. It was so dark in that fucking room. Anyway, so she's going. So she goes back. She starts sucking one of the dudes off. And the husband was like, yo, go fuck her. So I was like, yeah. I'm like, fucking. So she's bent on the couch. And she's sucking. The dude's sitting on the couch. She's sucking his dick. So I sneak up behind her. I'm like, dude, fuck yeah. Wait, dude. Here comes the worst
like,
part.
The way Tubbs humps.
Yo,
you know how Tubbs
his dog Tubbs.
Yo,
oh, oh, dude, I was like, yo, hey, whoa. I was about to say, whoa, Javi, you're gonna have to explain yourself, my guy.
Oh, no, dude.
Yo, I said that. I sat back down on the couch, and then
I just sat back down. I just sat back down.
I sat back down on the couch for sure, and I lit a cigarette. I crossed my leg over. I'm just smoking, having a drink.
Damn, dog.
And these
all proper as fuck with his leg
crossed,
bro.
And these two. Bro, and it's dark, bro, and it's like fucking, it's like you can barely see, but like there was like the TV going off. You can see like the videos and shit. And you can just see these two dudes going after, they were pounding her. And I was just like, dude, I was young at the time. So I was like, dude, I've never experienced something like that. So I was just like, dude, where the fuck am I? What am I doing right now?
Oh my God. Shit. I've had that feeling.
The Rob?
Yeah.
The one that lives here?
Yes.
Which
my
one?
Cousin.
You're lying.
I just texted him to come over.
Dude, yeah. That's like how we've been here before. He has the same apartment you do, like the same layout.
He lives two units over.
Dude, tell him come over.
I did. He's like, I'm going to eat and I'll be over.
Hey. Tell him to bring a bottle.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, it just clicked on like Rob. I'm trying to think of Rob. And then I was like, holy shit. It's Rob. It's Rob TX, right? On Instagram or something.
I don't know.
Aaron's, you know, horny boy story is getting kind of clouded right now.
That's how it ended. So at the end, like, these two dudes are still going after. Husband's recording on two phones, right? Okay? Two phones. He's recording with two phones.
He didn't want to miss anything.
And then they were like, yo, let's take it to the bedroom. Yes, him. Him. Yeah.
That's my cousin.
Wait, that's your fucking cousin?
That's my cousin.
Yeah. Are you serious?
That's my guy, dude. I used to beat up on him and fucking the Yarver, little Yarver. I used to beat on those kids when they were younger, bro.
We only got about 15 minutes left, and then we're gonna wrap it up. So
okay, well, what else you want to talk about, guy?
Well, that was my most toxic, but it was dirty. Like, I went home and I literally scrubbed myself. Like, sun was coming up, I snuck out of the house, dude, because they wanted to keep going. And I was like, dude, I got to get the fuck out of here. Like, what am I doing here? I left. I get home. I'm scrubbing my fucking body, bro. I'm like, ugh. And that was my most disgusting, like, horny boy story, for sure.
All right.
No doubt.
All right.
What about you, Fuji?
What my dirtiest?
I know you told us your dirtiest already with Stormy over there.
Yeah, that was pretty.
Ridiculous. Shout out to our boy Storm one time.
That's got to be the most, like, what the fuck just
doing
happened.
Anything.
You know what? I've fucked some chicks, but, man, I've never cut a girl's fucking hand, bro.
Yo, sharing anything with Storm is dirty as it is.
Yeah, dude. And I, you know, at that time, I didn't know him. Like, you know, the way that, you know, I mean, he was just a homie. I didn't know how crazy that guy is at the bar.
Who?
Storm.
Not anymore, though, huh?
He's like No. He's like a Christian, like a bro.
Christian now.
He's a Christian. Super straight, bro. And he cut his hair, bro.
I've seen him, bro.
He's growing it again?
Yeah, he's growing it again.
Damn, like, bro.
On, like, Instagram and shit. But yeah, dude, like, well, that guy was one of the craziest motherfuckers I've ever met.
Yeah, dude. There was, like, when I had just came into, like, the scene, I was like, dude, this guy is, out, like, that guy was fucking crazy, man.
Well, Aaron, if you want me to tell you a story, I can retell the story of what I told you earlier today of...
Which one?
My, a recent...
Well, yeah. Let's talk about what we've been up to and during quarantine.
Ah, well, you know, this
Fuji is not, said he's been fucking. You so, what?
So...
Why? Oh, what you been doing, huh?
Hey, no, it's sad. No, you know, I wouldn't say I got too bad, but there was a few nights where I shouldn't have been out, and I was definitely fucking out. I had a couple bars on Cincy, and getting a little too rowdy.
Oh, hey.
Dang. During quarantine?
Yeah, like, this is, like, right when it started, and they were, like, they said, like, you have to, they told them to close at 8. But there was a couple places that were still open because they were selling
food. Yeah, they were open, like, selling food and shit.
Exactly.
Yeah, because I was at, remember, we were at Union for a while that one time. Right. The first day, they were like, hey, this place has to shut down.
Pizza.
You got to buy food and shit to fucking keep the vibes going. When?
That was one of the nights that, like, I was doing some dumb shit.
What were you doing? Tell us. Yeah, we want to...
Damn, you can't just start it off and then just be all like, right, nah, bro.
He teased us and then he fucking
he
rubbed his dick on the clit and was like, nah,
bro, blue balling the shit out of us
for real, man.
I know my girl get mad on that one.
Oh,
yeah,
what you been up to during quarantine, Fuji? All
right, man, I've just been chilling, just trying to keep healthy. But you know, I'll tell you a recent story and about my deal with the possible poltergeist situation.
What the fuck?
So I went to go fuck this chick.
Oh, that story. You just told me. Yeah, go ahead. Tell me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So
I want to hear this one.
So
I
went to go fuck this chick. She got kids, man. She got kids.
Okay.
She got two kids.
All right.
Now, she told me that these two kids were not going to be at said house.
Okay.
Her daughter was there. This little girl, okay? She puts her to bed, does all this sort of thing. So then, you know, we're getting down, we're fucking or whatever. Now, might I add you, if you leave a girl with her shirt on and you flip her the fuck over, boy.
If Rob will tell some stories, yeah, and if he brings a bottle, yeah, for sure I'll let it go on. Why not? Like, bro, I have anything better to do.
Bro, but. So let me tell you, my guys, if you leave that girl's shirt on, and you let it kind of go down to the small of her back, and you flip her around. My guys, you can use that like reins, like a fucking horse. That shit, the momentum
Santa
on
Claus.
That shit, bro.
This guy was Santa Claus for like 2 minutes.
I swear to God.
I was
a fucking jockey.
On the line, on the line.
Dead ass, dog. Dead ass. The least work I've ever done in my life. I let the fucking the momentum fucking carry my fucking pumps. I'm fucking this chick. All right. And we're going all kinds of crazy. I'm
hey!
Fucking. Hey, Robbie.
Yo, what did you bring us? What is that?
You're lucky. I actually ordered a
shitload
of food.
So yo, hey, Rob, what's up?
Rob, bring us some food.
It's a podcast right now. It's a podcast.
What's going on, fellas?
What's going on,
yo,
fellas?
No, so I'm fucking. I'm going to town. I'm fucking. I got this girl's legs fucking up. I'm eating the shit out of her.
All right, man, we get it. You I'm fuck. Tell us about the fucking
God,
poltergeist.
Damn, bro, let me fucking build this shit up, my guy. So we're fucking going.
Hey, shotgun the claw for the fucking shotgun the claw. Shotgun the claw. Shotgun the claw. Shotgun the claw. Shotgun the claw.
It's not like you're gonna get a DWI. You live 2 doors down. Yeah, exactly.
He's going to get a DWI drunk while walking.
A DWW, bro.
Jesus.
That's true, my bad. Come on, shotgun the claw. Is he going to do it?
There's some right there. Oh, another right here. I fucking love this, man. It's for this right now.
Thumb it, dog. I'm just kidding. I don't even thumb it.
Down it,
fucking
bro.
Pussies.
Go
do
for it,
it
man.
Shotgun
it. Shotgun it, Rob.
Rob, hurry up.
Oh, shit.
There we go.
Oh, yeah. Daddy Rob over there.
So anyway, so I guess I'm done. We're done fucking whatever. We're fucking for a couple hours, whatever.
Oh, shit. Oh, he had to drop hours in there.
No. It was a couple hours. Like,
look,
two.
Man, I don't know who you're trying to impress tonight, bro.
Chill.
Yo. Oh, dude, it's because you name dropped Jenica earlier. It makes sense.
What?
Oh, no, but that was before when I told you that they couldn't come on the show.
Jenica, he's got a crush on you. What's up?
Yo, Fuji over here trying to impress somebody.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying. God damn it.
We were fucking goddamn for story hours, fucking bro.
Anyway.
Oh, she said you're the best I've ever had, bro.
No. But.
Your dick is enormous, Fuji.
Anyway, you motherfuckers.
With a huge car.
Oh, my God. I've had sex with so many Asians. I've never had a dick like yours.
No. But I'm fucking. We're sleeping and shit. We're sleeping and shit. And this fucking girl's daughter fucking comes up into the fucking room while I'm fucking butt-ass naked and she's fucking naked. And I swear to God, I thought it was a fucking ghost, bro. I didn't know what to fucking say or do.
Did he touch her? Did she touch your ass?
She did not. She was like, mommy! She said, mommy.
Ah, kid, that's my ass. Not your mommy's ass.
Mommy was not waking the fuck up. Mommy was not waking the fuck up.
Mom was out.
So I had to deal.
Oh, because you fucked her for hours. We totally forgot.
No, shut the fuck up, Aaron.
Oh, I fucked her for so. Hey, get the mic, Rob.
Yeah, we gotta hear your stories.
Well, I mean, I was gonna tell a story, and then you're fucking coming over here. And
man, we get it. You fucked for hours, and then you fucking there. The little girl came into Jesus the room, and she fucking gets shit out of you.
It's like Vince J all over again, except for he's name dropping his fucking sex tapes.
So follow me on OnlyFans at onlyfans.com/Fuji the Dickinator.
Oh my God.
Fuji the. It's Fuji _ Asian persuasion, but persuasion with the 0 instead of O at the end.
Wow.
Wait, where the fuck is there an O in persuasion? Oh, sorry. My bad.
God damn it.
I thought
you meant
the very end.
God damn it. God damn it, Javi.
A 0, not.
Yes, that's what I meant. You know what I meant.
Yeah, not gonna lie, I was confused there for a second. I was like,
look, man, things move really fast on this podcast. We want to know. Rob, how you been, man? We haven't seen you in a minute.
Yeah, I know, man. I've been.
Where you been?
Dude, just same shit, different smell, you know? Just looking. Literally go to work and go.
Haven't seen you on the fucking the block or anything anymore,
man.
Yeah. Heard you got in trouble, man.
Yeah.
Heard you got in trouble with the law.
Yeah, I did. I was driving on my way home and shit, and we were going. And I was on my way home. It was early. It was like 10:45 or 11. And I was taking a little cruise. So, you know, I was like, oh, it's early. I'm going to take a little cruise. Why? So I went through downtown, and I got pulled over on Paisana Street by a bicycle cop.
A bicycle cop? How do you get pulled over by a bicycle cop?
By a bike? Like on a bike?
How does that happen?
Okay. All right, well, hold on, fuckers.
Hold on. Let me explain.
Dude.
I got out of the car to take a piss, you see?
No, dude. He had someone pulled over on the fucking road, and then he was like, hey, man, you almost fucking hit me. I was like, oh, sorry. You know, I didn't see you. And then he just kept saying it over and over. You almost fucking hit me. You almost fucking hit me. And I was like, okay. At the point, it was like 10 minutes of him saying that shit. And I was like, okay, I get it. But what do you want me to do? You're on a fucking bicycle. You know, like. So,
you know. It's fucking dark out here.
Yeah, it's 11. It's 11 o'clock at night, dude. He's like, yeah, you almost fucking hit me. I was like, well, yeah, no shit. I mean, you're on a bike and the fucking. But I didn't hit you. So what's your – and then he's like, yeah, you know what? Pull over there. You want to be a smart ass? I was like
– why didn't you just take off?
Yeah, bro, I would have.
Yeah, because then he would have called it in, and then that's an evading arrest.
You could have just fucking – you could have just drove off, bro. They're not going to find you.
I don't think you
would
have gotten your license plate that quick.
What kind of car do you drive? What, like, is it something like that can be like pointed out
I'm
real
not
quick?
Disclosing that information.
By my lawyer's advice, I can't disclose that.
Right now.
Okay. So they gave you a DWI because of that.
Well, I'm still fighting it, obviously. Okay. Hey, man, it's innocent until proven guilty. But basically, I can't talk about it. But yeah,
that's okay.
But he was just like, I mean, there's no probable cause for that, though.
Rob's all like, I'll tell you about all the bitches I fucked, but I ain't telling you about me and my lawyer. Okay. I'm telling you about what we're talking about now. I know you fucked some gross ass chicks, Rob. No, that was Fuji. Oh, no. That was me.
The swinger one.
That
was you. What?
Oh, my bad.
Fuji fucked a chick with Storm and split her fucking hand.
Storm, it's, the guy from.
This has been. Hey, this podcast has been a Fujithon. That's what it's been. It's been Fuji going, yeah, bro, I was fucking it for fucking 4 or 5 hours, bro.
Nah, I did not fucking say that shit. I said a couple. That could mean
fucking
two,
long,
you
bro.
Fucks, and you guys. Oh,
I was fucking
it
all fucking morning,
Jesus
bro.
Jesus fucking Christ.
The grossest chick you ever fucked, and why did you fuck her? How did you get to that point? What was your situation? Yeah, bro, you always go fuck that bitch.
We're not
no offense to bitches.
Oh, we're fucking
name dropping. We've already name dropped a lot of people, man.
Well, all right.
Well, I guess I'll tell you my story.
Now, fuck. Right. So we're all back in my place, you know, like after Cincy and shit. I mean, you were probably
okay.
No, actually, he wasn't Wait, there. No, you weren't.
I probably
no name dropping.
What is it, blonde chick?
No.
It's because I remember one time we had like after party at his crib, and there was like a few blonde girls there. Like I had never seen them before. Like you could tell they weren't from here.
Yeah.
They were from Scottsdale.
No, they're from Cruces.
Ooh, whatever. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, bro.
Shit. Yeah.
Hey, well, everyone would know, dude. He's been there for a couple of years, man.
I fucked a few. I fucked quite a few anime too, girls. Let me tell you.
He's been making that commute, bro.
What's your body count?
My body count?
I know you know your body count.
Nah, I know like a good range of where my body count's at. I don't know where it's at.
Is anywhere between 0 and 1,000?
I was like,
okay, Aaron, over
He's
here.
Just
yeah.
Stay quiet.
Aaron's gonna be over here 3,000 and shit.
Nah,
fucking.
No, I'm not that
okay,
much.
Okay, bro. My couple of hours.
I've had a good
shit.
Body count. I have a good body count. Go ahead, man. Tell us.
So, you guys know Mauro, right? Rincon?
Yeah. I know Mauro.
Yes, we know that fucking
shout out to Mauro.
Yeah, so we were all there and shit, and then we're just basically, long story short, we were just getting plastered, and then he was there. Anyways, so she was there and there, man, and she would not, like, she just basically would not fucking go to, like, she was so drunk, she even, I told her, just go pass out, you know, and then she passed out on my bed, and then who else was it? Who's the guy who sells Meraki? What's his name? The guy who works for Meraki.
The fucking Meraki.
Oh, no.
Vince.
No, dude. Fucking, or maybe not even him. It was Maldo's boy.
Uh-huh.
But the guy got so fucked up. I told him, yeah, just go pass out of my bed, too. So he passes out of my bed, bro.
You fucked the dude, didn't you?
No. That's what it sounds like, but no.
So, yeah.
So, is it this one?
No. Fuck.
Let me see. Oh no, I don't know who that is.
But yeah, anyways, that guy, that guy fucking. So you just wake up. It was like 4 a.m. already. We're all like just chilling, you know, like right. Just playing on the Xbox, and fucking, you just hear, "What the fuck? Who the fuck are you?" And then,
oh.
And then, basically, so he just like, dude, that guy was so drunk, he just went straight to the couch, just passes out and everything. And then me and Maldo and someone else was there. I can't remember who though. And we were just drinking and stuff, man. And she's like, "You're just stop being so difficult. Just come with me."
So
like,
she was moving. She was trying to hit on you.
Yeah. I was like.
So she was trying to rape you.
I wouldn't say
and
rape.
You lay yourself, huh? You were.
Rob,
lay the fuck down, Rob. I'm done asking. I'm telling.
Yeah.
And then rub that fucking head of yours, bitch.
I'm bald now, in case y'all didn't know.
I mean,
I was bald as shit.
Okay. Wait, so you were not bald then?
Oh, that's a good question.
Nah, see, so she was attracted to the head. She was attracted to the head. She wanted to rub it.
Come here, you.
It was a. I mean,
she wanted.
I mean, there was hair, but it wasn't much hair, you know.
Come here, you fucking Professor Xavier looking motherfucker.
That makes it. That makes.
I've always wanted
Xavier.
To fucking X-Men.
Yeah, damn.
Still got my legs, you know.
Hey, he still got his leg. Oh, what about your
and
third leg?
Just two, three.
Wow.
Okay, Ralph.
So you fucked her.
Yeah. Basically.
Push comes to shove. You suck your
basically,
dick.
Basically, and then Mata was like, "All right, dude, I'm just going to pass out or whatever." So I was like, you know what? And she comes again. She's like, "Here, just come with me. Come with me." I'm like, fuck it. So I, sure enough, we just go. Dude, sorry again if you hear this, but. Zeranch. Dude, it was.
He's acting like such a good guy. I'm dude. So sorry.
Let me sell you a house for
but it was. is you know I've never hooked up with a chick that actually like smelled pretty bad, but that was pretty rank.
You loved it.
She's like, no, dude, that she had chlamydia and stuff recently. I was like, no fucking way. She's like, yeah, that's probably what she smells so bad. And I was like, dude.
Wow.
No, no, no. I got tested. We're good.
Hey, so we're going to go ahead and conclude the podcast right here. Thank you to my boy Fuji for sneaking out of his parents' house and coming to do the fucking podcast with us.
Fuck you.
Shout out to my boy Javi for having us. Shout out to Rob over here for telling us his stinky pussy story. And hey, man, remember, y'all can always listen. Spotify, Apple, everywhere you podcast.
Fuck you, Aaron.
All right, man. Fuck you.